This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in live to a very special Survivor Series 2021 Fixed Pal episode of the BCP. Super excited to be back here with you guys with our all-star stellar panel once again. Please welcome back to the show. You know him as the Mr. Perfect of the BCP with a better record than The Undertaker himself, Mr. Mike Mueller. Mueller, what's up, Mr. Perfect? How are you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great, Rob. Doing great. As usual, it is an honor for you to have me here, and you are absolutely right. Better than The Undertaker, 24-2. We're going to be about, 30-2 after this episode. So I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, nice blue shirt, by the way, man.
Blue shirt. You got to represent the best show that WWE has, which is, you know, kind of like being the fastest sloth in the jungle. But hey, it's something, you know, it's something.
Oh, man, we're already off to a good start. Amanda, welcome into the chat. Can't wait to have you back on. I'm talking some AEW again. Hi to Amanda. Shout, Mandalorian. And please welcome wearing the red and representing the red Monday Night Rollins, of course. You know her from Kimmy Talks Wrestling. You know her for Damage 365 Promotions and Rack Attack Promotions, the popbreak.com. The list goes on and on and on. The goodest sister herself, Kimmy. So cool. Kimmy, so cool. What up?
So, Mike, I just want to say, we might be honored to have you, but you have a Hall of Famer in your presence. A virtual signing Hall of Famer.
Rob is pretty awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you, bro.
Hey. Hey, I'm talking about myself. First of all, I'm the only person that's in this Hall of Fame. So if you get a Hall of Fame named after you, you're pretty freaking good. And Lita made it up. So I had a Hall of Famer back me up to get a Hall of Fame. So, Mike, until you get there, are you really worth anything that you back up?
Well, my reputation backs itself up, and I don't need other people to speak for me. So it's okay.
I don't think it does. Wow. See, I just hang out with the biggest and the best people.
Wow. Yeah,
superstar in the making.
Keep stealing other people's catchphrases, and that'll get you over, Kimmy.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Doesn't.
Hashtag fight forever. And guys, before we get into it, Mike obviously repping the blue brand maybe today. We'll see what goes on with the picks. Kimmy ready in the red, hashtag wrestling fashion. So we're talking about this. You guys are known for your hashtag fight forever back and forth. I'm here for it, but I'll say this right now, guys. You guys are talking a little bit of a wager on your Survivor Series picks. Would you guys care? Were you going to make this official? Would you guys care to share what the wager is going to be?
I think we have to.
I will absolutely put my money where my mouth is. My only thing is if it gets to it, we need a tiebreaker because there's only six questions and Kimmy does tend to piggyback off me a lot. So there's a very good chance.
What are you talking about?
There's a very good chance that we're going to have a tiebreaker, but I've got an idea. We'll get to it if we have to. But yes, I am all for putting a wager on this. Kimmy, I know that you are going to WrestleMania in April. I will be at AEW Dynamite and Rampage in Chicago next week. So what I'm thinking, if you're up for it, is we make a little sign wager. And if you win, if the stars align and somehow something happens, I will bring a sign to AEW next week that says Kimmy Talks Wrestling greater than the Closet Champion. But I expect you, when I win, to bring a sign to the biggest stage of them all. And I don't want it on some post-it note. I want it on a real elementary school diorama size poster that says Closet Champion greater than Kimmy Talks Wrestling. So if you're up for it, I'm not afraid. Are you afraid?
Okay, I'm not, but I just want to say logistically, I'm going to be in Dallas for a very long time, and I don't know if I'm going to, I can't fly down with a diorama, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to buy one in Dallas, but I am going to Dynamite in Newark.
So in Newark? Dynamite, we'll see you there.
In Newark?
January 5th.
Oh, Kimmy.
Dynamite for Dynamite? I can't promise I could get a
sign. It's fair. No, Dynamite for Dynamite's fair, but I like how you're already getting out of, yeah, you know, putting me over on at WrestleMania. She's not going to put me over at WrestleMania.
But then I don't.
No, let's do. We'll do Newark. We'll do Newark. I'm big in Jersey, so we'll do Newark.
It's true. He is.
I'm in
the chat. No, I'll just say, I just don't want, if I get to Dallas and I'm trying to buy this poster board, my dad to be like, why you got to do this? We don't have time. We got
to
do this.
Because I lost to Mike. That's the reason. Because
you lost to Mike and you're a woman of your word. But it's okay. We'll take, that's more equal footing anyway.
Yeah, dynamite for dynamite.
Dynamite for dynamite. Yeah, that's fair.
Virtual handshake, sir.
Virtual handshake.
You saw it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, welcome in the chat. Lots of people in the chat already. Please share the stream everywhere you guys can.
They're here for me.
They are saying the hashtag fight forever. Amanda with the I'm the popcorn gift whenever Kimmy and Mike are on. I'm here for that. Yes. What Kimmy from John. What up, Rob Williams? What up, you guys? Thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know your picks in the chat as we go along here. We're off to a great
start. My dad's in the chat. Let's see if he'll let me get a poster. If you somehow win, let's see if he'll let me buy one of those.
We'll see how it plays out. We'll see if he lets it. Either way,
I'm going to win anyway.
I admire that confidence, you know.
Thank you. Okay. I really try.
And Mike is a betting man though, so we'll see.
Yeah, I know.
He is. He is.
All right, but let's get into it, guys. I want to talk about this one. Now, super disclaimer here. I say this every year with the Survivor Series picks. Mike, I know this is one of your favorite pay-per-views, but outside of the year where they got NXT involved, this has always been my least favorite time of year in WWE because the build, the blue versus red, which reminds me of
WWE just released talent again.
Stop. That's happening.
Oh my
right
God.
Now.
No.
What do you got?
This is confirmed.
So we're live.
Yes,
right now.
By Sean. I got this sent to.
Okay.
Sean Morrison, Top Dollar, Ashante Adonis, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Tegan Knox, Drake Maverick, Shane Thorne, and Jackson Riker.
Oh my gosh. Well, the mood just changed.
Wow.
I felt like we needed to since we're live.
Of course.
This is crazy.
This is not the kind of BCP exclusive I'm looking for, guys.
No, this is sad.
Damn, well.
I gave a lot of exclusives.
We are live, guys, so I apologize for the mood change. But, man, I mean.
We'll get back on track.
Crazy. We definitely will. I don't know what to say, man. Those names, Morris, they released Morrison's wife not too long ago, man. It's.
Hit Row was over too. All right. Okay.
One more time. Not to be negative, but one more time. Is it all of Hit Row that's left?
All of Hit Row is gone. Tegan Knox is gone. Drake Maverick is gone. Shane Thorne is gone. Jackson Riker is gone. John Morrison is gone. I don't know who Ashante Adonis is.
I don't know by name.
I don't know who he is.
Man, obviously, thinking all those people that lost their jobs, that were living their dream, and obviously, I'm sure a lot of it has to do, as we know, with...
There is always an up. There is multiple places that you guys could go, and you will prove WWE wrong. I promise.
Love that.
Use that chip on your shoulder. Use it. I love it. Move forward. And
Wow, man, this changes the mood completely. Ooh. But like you said, Kimmy... We had Deonna on, shameless promo, great interview.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Macklin, for coming and talking to us and extending the invitation, man. What a gentleman he was. And then Deonna came over. So that was just such an amazing experience. And they're great. But to bring that full circle, not just the shameless promo, which I'm all about here, but Deonna said the same thing. Like in NXT, there was frustration. Obviously, wasn't with NXT anymore. And then making that jump to Impact and doing so many things and that jetpack strapped to her, and Deonna just doing so many amazing things. And I hope to see that for a lot of the released talent here that you just named. And that is confirmed. Kimmy, Fightful's the source, correct?
Yeah, Sean Ross tweeted it 6 minutes ago. I got it sent to me at 9:25.
Wow.
So yeah, breaking.
For those tuning in, yeah, just another list of what about 10 or so. Releases here.
Can I just say too that please. I'm going through the old, this is bizarre timing because I'm literally, my nighttime show right now is Lucha Underground because it's on Tubi. So I'm in the middle of season 3, and just the other day I was watching John Morrison versus Sexy Star, going, man, John Morrison can literally work with everybody and it doesn't matter, bigger than him, smaller than him, he could just make anybody look good. So wherever he goes next, he's been, you know, to the moon and back, and this is a lot of good There's a lot of good talent, man. That's sad.
Yeah,
That's
yeah, yeah.
sad. But they'll land on their feet. Johnny Mundo, mayor of Slamtown, he'll find something to do. And all those guys will. That Drake. Oh man, what a good story Drake was too.
Yeah, man. But the it's wild. I mean, this is hard to take in, but we'll move forward here. Obviously, best of luck to everyone moving forward involved in this. Kimmy, thank you for the breaking news. I'm so sorry to hear that. But yeah, wow, this is a terrible segue, it always is. But guys, you know, we're talking Survivor Series for who's left.
They
on the
didn't I survive. Mean, Let's talk about who did survive.
Whoa,
oh
whoa,
no,
whoa. That
no.
was a horrible segue, my dude.
No, oh man, I'm uncomfortable. But yeah, who's left for these teams, man? Yikes, man. But I'll say this right now. We got to start. This is so hard to segue into. We got to start with Becky Lynch taking on Charlotte Flair. We kind of knew that their worlds
were going to... Let's go from one uncomfortable situation to another.
Yeah, but this one at least is... I mean, well, we'll talk about that right now. I feel like the best promos come from real life. I truly feel that, and I see that with a lot of the people in the town I work with and talk to. I do... People are saying they're playing it up, and if they are, they should be. I think there's a little bit, I think they're toeing that line right now. I think a lot of like the stories with the backstage fighting, you see that interview with Becky, like, is there tension back there? Did you stand up, blah, blah, blah? And she's just like, yes. You know, it's like very short answers, but she wasn't lying. I feel, cause like if you were doing that whole thing, you would kind of have like a whole, oh yeah, like, you know, we don't get along and da 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 da. But she was just very like, yes. Like it seemed, to me, it seemed very real. And if it's not, they're milking it. In my mind, I feel like there is a sense of realism to this, and this is what I'm most interested in. We've heard stories leading up to this, even before they were 100% feuding. You saw that awkward exchange on SmackDown. Maybe they're playing that up, but even when I watched it live, I'm like, something is off. Something is not, like, just the disrespect to the belts themselves, like the championships. So something was, it wasn't clean. Something was very off. That being said, man, I'm not even thinking about a winner in this match. Obviously I'm going to go with the man because we've been a pro Becky show since before she was the man, since forever. So I'm not going to break that streak right now. I'm going to stick with Becky here. Hopefully this is a really good match where a lot of the real life stuff comes full circle and they can work together, and put on a really good, safe, match. So that's what I'm hoping. Do you guys think there's any realism to this, the way I am? And, Kimmy, yeah, please, by all means.
I think there is. Did you see her interview yesterday?
You know,
sir?
People. That's why. You know people.
No, I don't know that. I don't know sources in that company.
Okay.
Mr. Mueller, did you see her interview yesterday? With
no.
The, okay. So I think that there is real life animosity just because I just feel like they had this real, that still didn't make sense. Wow. They've had just really good matches and stuff without like the real life animosity. And like, they've been really close friends, like in NXT and when they first got to the main roster. So I feel like there is, I could totally see why too. For me, since I am going to this event, guys, I'll be there in Survivor Series. So excited.
Enjoy.
I think Becky's going to win, but I wouldn't be shocked if this is the main event.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
Thank
that.
You. Of course, Mike isn't.
I'm giving you your time. Don't bring me up. I'm giving you your time.
You're dude. Shaking your head. I just think
he's just disagreeing with you on principle.
He is.
No, no,
think,
no.
I'm kidding.
No. Kimmy and I, the last two prediction panels, which she has won because I have no problem with admitting the truth. I just want to say though, she's won because we've had every single pick be the same except for one, and she happened to get that right. So I will never just disagree just to disagree. I will disagree when Kimmy's wrong, which she is here, but I'm gonna let her finish her thing before I say my
Thank
piece.
You. Thank
You're very
you.
Welcome,
I
Kimmy.
I know that you're wrong, so I can't wait to hear why Charlotte's
sure,
gonna win.
Sure.
So I just think going back to that segment with the title exchange, I think not a lot of people were looking forward to that. And I think that the talent wasn't either. But if you're going to go into
segment
business for yourself, which
yeah.
a lot of people do in this business, you got to think of how it's going to reflect on others. And just like Becky said, if someone needs to be your hero in that locker room, let the man be your hero.
I always
right,
need to let
Mike.
The man be my hero.
Tell us why sure. Charlotte's going to win.
Sure. So first of all, we have to talk about the real life animosity that's happening. I don't buy it for a second. This is new kayfabe. This is, if for Rob, exactly for the reason why you said, if this was a work, they would have done it this way. If, or I don't believe that that's true anymore. I think we're in a new era where you have to sort of play into social media and you have to play to the smart marks, which we all act like we are. And the thing is if this, if you want what I think, if there was real life heat, real life animosity between your two, and I'm sorry, only viable top female superstars, now that since Bailey's still not back yet, you would try to bury this. You would try to put this under the rug. The fact that they're talking about it at all, to me, raises red flags, number one. Two, before they had the title exchange, they talked about, oh, I hope something weird or awkward doesn't happen. And when, and we know it's going to anyway, but we know every contract signing is going to end weird. We know every marriage in the ring is going to end weird. And they never preface it by saying, oh, I hope nothing bad happens. That's what they did before the belt exchange. They put their shit out on, they put their stuff out on social media. They got Ric Flair involved this week, which was brilliant. This is a work 100%. It's a work. And because it's a work, if there's going to be a definitive winner in this match, it will be Becky Lynch, because they want to play into, see, they're trying to punish Charlotte. No, they're not. It's a work. But you want bold predictions on the show, Rob. You want to see people go in new directions. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's no stipulation on this match, correct, right?
Correct.
This match ends in a no contest, because this is not the end of their rivalry. This is not the end of their feud. They're going to do something bigger. We're not getting a clean win. I think we're getting... Go ahead.
I disagree. They're on different brands. How is this going to continue?
Oh, and they never go to the other brand ever. Roman Reigns was never on Raw last week.
They're not going to do title for title again. Becky's going to go.
But it's not title. This is not title for title, is it?
No, but one champion's versus another champion, and Becky already has a number one contender and has a storyline waiting for her after this. This is a one and done. Hasta la vista, Charlotte. Get your shit together and go to AEW. Like, drop the title and go.
Wow, guys.
They're not going to let Charlotte go. They're stupid if they do. This is a no contest. I don't think there is a winner in this match. I think we get a schmoz finish, and we do this some other time, some other way. I don't care that they're on different brands.
So this is interesting to me, because what you just said here, and first of all, you know how this machine works, because you get this stuff right. All you, like, you are so in touch with the booking. It's scary, man. It scares you.
It's not scary. It's sad.
But Mike always, Vac, always brings this up to us, or to me. He's like, there's no way they're going to let Johnny go. There's no way they're going to let Charlotte go. And I'm saying here, it's not up to them. Like, it's up to Charlotte. Like, it's up to Johnny. Like, yeah, they can throw all the money in the world at them, but that's not how it works, man. As we've seen with Adam Cole, baby. He got that Adam Cole payday. Let's go. That being said, Kimmy writing Team Raw already. I did want to say this earlier, and hashtag fight forever YouTube. Guys, let us know in the chat. Who you got, Becky or Charlotte, and why?
So good.
Welcome in, Rick, my only fan in the world. Thank you, Rick, for all the love. I'll say this.
What are we, chopped liver over here?
Jesus, please, God. You guys got all the love already, please. I'll say this.
We're
this
fans is my, too.
I'll take it. This is my least favorite time of year. The blue versus red, the, you know, very like an antiquated system we all know right now. I don't buy into that. For me, it's, you know, all the storylines go out the window. You know, the good guys that are fighting the bad guys at the same time, they're all like holding the banner, the respective brand. And I get it. It makes sense because you need to have Survivor Series. But this one is just like, this champion fights this champion, and which they do every year and yada, yada. Yeah. But outside of the NXT one, it's not for me. I lose interest. Like the whole Daniel Bryan thing last night, I could go off on. That's like a whole nother thing. I need things to be organic. I need things to slowly build instead of go from 0 to 60. And this is just every year. I say this every Survivor Series podcast. Yeah. Everything's out the window. Red flag versus blue flag, whatever. I get it. That's what they do for me. I'm going to see Ghostbusters that night. Let's be real. We're right in the theater. We got the boys. It's going to be awesome. Who are you going to call? That's the only question I want to know on Sunday night. That being said, Kimmy, enjoy it. But I just want to say that I say this every year, but this is my least favorite. No. But Mike,
yeah, can I piggyback off that?
Of course.
Before we go into any more matches, because I got inspiration very recently. So listen, the Survivor Series, Rob, when did you start watching wrestling?
I was like Ruthless Aggression era. So when Mysterio came on SmackDown, I was like, what is this?
So yeah. You, to me, you missed the heyday of the Survivor Series. Yeah. The Survivor Series used to be amazing. And I want to just kind of go through a rundown of what the Survivor Series used to be, things that important things that happened at Survivor Series. And I will say one quick thing besides the NXT one, 2016 was a decent pay-per-view, but that's just because the matches were good. The stories weren't shit. But here's
five
what happened.
5 was legendary that year.
What was legendary that year?
The 5-on-5 from 2016.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So first of all, let's not forget Survivor Series was literally created to compete against Starrcade, Jim Crockett Promotions' biggest event. It was just created so they could have a pay-per-view to hold over pay-per-view companies' heads and say, if you don't carry Survivor Series, we're not going to let you carry WrestleMania next year. So Survivor Series started with incredible stakes on them, period, because they were trying to compete against the biggest event that Jim Crockett had. So you get that right out of the gate. You get the debut of The Undertaker in 1990. Okay. The very next year, you get The Undertaker pinning Hulk Hogan for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Trivia question for y'all, and I want you to answer this. Hulk Hogan won the WWF title in January of 1984. Between January of 1984 and November of 1991, how many clean pins did Hulk Hogan take in the ring?
Two.
You're both wrong. It's one. He lost to The Ultimate Warrior. And at WrestleMania
was
6.
Born?
And that was it. Before you were born, that's fine. It's fine. I knew you were going to be wrong anyway. It doesn't matter. But that's the point, is it's a very rare thing. We get that at Survivor Series. Let's flash forward to 1996, the debut of The Rock. You've got a very good chance that it's arguably the birth of the Attitude Era because of the fans' reaction to Stone Cold versus Bret Hart and Psycho Sid versus Shawn Michaels. And if you are listening to this and you haven't watched either of those matches, I encourage you to go back and do it. 1997, we get the Montreal Screwjob at Survivor Series. 1998, we get a tournament for the WWF title. First time that's been done since WrestleMania 4 at a pay-per-view. In 2001, we get the culmination of the invasion angle, which was possibly, it could have been one of the best angles and they ruined it, but it had all the potential in the world. And then in 2002, you get the very first Elimination Chamber. All of these amazing things have happened at Survivor Series. And since 2002, we have gotten nothing. And it's a shame because this really was, to me, growing up as a fan in the golden era and through the new generation and into the Attitude Era, Survivor Series was lit. And I still, every year, unlike Rob, I fool myself into thinking, well, maybe this year it's going to be amazing. And then we're 3 days before the event and we still don't even have full teams. So I get let down every year. But like a sucker, I just keep going to that well and drinking that water. But I do want to say that for as throwaway as Survivor Series has become, it really used to be something great. And I hold out hope that one day there'll be something great again, because it's a really unique concept and they don't take advantage of it and they don't take it seriously. And it's a giant wasted opportunity. End rant. Thank you.
No, dude, that was you dropping some knowledge. It wasn't a rant, man. I'm learning things. And Nunes,
capital K.
I wasn't born. This isn't my role.
Do you have the Peacock Network?
I do watch it.
Then you
sir.
Have no excuse. You have no, I went back and watched stuff from the 70s on YouTube.
That's
there's no reason you can't watch stuff
you,
from the
Mike.
80s.
I'm doing that instead of the popcorn.
Age, he's doing the Tostitos. Oh,
sponsors,
the way to
call
go.
Us. Call it's Scoops. The scoops. I got it. It's Scoops, bro. I got you. Call it.
We got call the us. Scoop with the released wrestlers. Let's get the scoop with Tostitos.
But you know who broke
too
that
soon.
Scoop?
Too soon.
Kimmy.
Thank you.
Guys, it's too soon to make it about us. It's too soon to make. I'm trying to make it positive here, guys.
It's positive. It's positive.
It sucks what happened.
It's all
today.
Good.
As we started this podcast, what, 8 people got released. So sorry to hear that. Breaking news for those tuning in. Drake Maverick, John Morrison, Hit Row, essentially.
Shane Thorne.
So, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. Right before Survivor Series, too. This is wild, man. I don't know what the next. I reviewed the 2K games for popbreak.com.
So, great NBA review.
Thank you,
Rob.
Man. Hallelujah. But yeah, that's Nunes' guy. Let's keep it going here. Let's see if I have a nice post-it note with all the matches on it, like Kimmy has taught me.
Have I taught you nothing? Post-it notes, no bueno.
Let's talk about the Raw Tag Team Champions. RK-Bro taking on, shockingly, the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos. Can the Usos afford a loss here, or is this man, this is just like my train thinking at this point. Does RK-Bro lose and then break up and get RKO'd like we're used to? Because that's going to happen eventually. I don't want to like knock a product here. I'm super not excited for this pay-per-view. It's champion versus champion, blue versus red. It's what they do, like you said, every year. And we need some moments. And maybe we will have some moments. Maybe Kimmy will be there to witness some moments. But right now, I'm not feeling this. Are you guys feeling this tag match? And who you got? Kimmy, we'll start with you first.
Oh, of course, we're going to start with me. Because, you know, Mike made this comment that I piggyback off of him. Mike, I know you're just going to piggyback off me. So here we go. The Usos. So, okay, who watched? What, question of the day. Who watched Raw? Okay, so I'm going to drop some knowledge. Guess who was on Monday Night Raw?
Who was on Monday Night Raw, Kimmy?
The Usos! And you know who they teamed? They teamed with Seth Rollins. And you know, Seth Rollins won, but that's besides the point. We'll talk about Seth later.
We sure will.
Yeah, and how he's going to lead the team all the way to victory. So, the Usos cannot afford this loss. RK-Bro... okay, bro. So I think that's going to be the WrestleMania match, Orton versus Riddle. That's going to be the WrestleMania 38 day one match that I will get to see live. So exciting. This match would be good, though, just because I know that the Usos and RK-Bro have been, like, jumping at each other, so it should be really exciting, even though no matches on this card are really exciting. But I'm going to go with the Usos because the Usos and Roman Reigns, the bloodline. You can't mess with the bloodline. Never mess with the bloodline.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Go blue!
I'm on this with Kimmy. I just think that it's the match I'm most excited for. I think it's going to steal the show. I think all four of these guys can go and it should tear the house down. I'm going to read this directly off of my notes that I took many hours ago. So Kimmy can't say anything. Rob, you're a stats guy, right?
I am a big stats guy. What do you got?
All right. The Usos have not lost a pay-per-view match, as a team in four straight events since Money in the Bank. They have not lost. They have lost a couple matches, tag matches, most of the times by DQ, things like that. RK-Bro in the meantime has won and lost, and they're on this roller coaster. Exactly what Kenny said is right. Usos cannot afford this loss. RK-Bro can. This 2021 is about the bloodline, period. And I am a firm believer, I said this a few podcasts ago with you, that as long as they buy in to Roman Reigns and as long as they stay under his thumb, they're going to be okay, because that's Jay was under his thumb. Jimmy took a long time to get there, but once he got there, it's been smooth sailing. It's going to continue to be smooth sailing. We're getting the Usos in a win on this, and Team Blue is going to get a victory with the Usos, and I'm very excited about that.
You mean blue like that BCP t-shirt you're rocking from TeePublic.com?
Like this BCP, I don't know if we can see it right there.
Looks great. You're doing good.
Made on Bella and Canvas tees, which are, as someone that worked in the industry, let me tell you, Bella and Canvas tees are the most comfortable tees that you're going to buy. You ever buy a t-shirt from the store and you put it on and you go, this just feels good. It just feels light. It feels right on my body. I bet you $50 that's a Bell and Canvas t-shirt. I've got three or four BCP shirts right now. They're all on Bella Canvas. That's how we do it. I was going to wear my Always a Heel shirt, but that's in charcoal and this is in blue. And I'm representing SmackDown tonight. By far the better show. So we'll do that next time. But high quality material right here.
It is.
Here.
Everyone says that they're so comfy. They are. Go
it's
ahead.
Worth every penny. I swear to God.
My God. Shameless promo.
Mike, who told you that wearing red and blue was a really smart idea? Who said it?
Well, you said that we should wear it. But that's, we fight forever. And this is brand versus brand, Kimmy. Come on.
Exactly. You're welcome. You're welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Kimmy.
It's like if Kimmy's drinking a Coke, Mike's going to go to the fridge and get a Pepsi. Like, that's just
absolutely
how it is. That's how
absolutely
it is. Fight forever, guys. All right, let's keep it going here. I guess I didn't make a pick. I'm going to go with the Usos on this one. I feel like, and this one could just end in some like shenanigans or something crazy. I don't see Roman getting involved. I changed my mind. I think Usos win.
He's got bigger things to worry about. That's a big thing too with the bloodline. Is Roman getting involved in the Usos match makes no sense. Them getting involved in his matches makes sense, but he's not going to lower himself to go out there and deal with the tag team champions.
There it is. Amanda in the chat also saying the BCP shirt is very comfy. I'm telling you guys, available now. Look for that Black Friday sale. A lot of 30% off sales coming up. Get those amazing shirts. And Amanda also saying, I vote Usos as well. All right.
Yes, same queen.
She knows. We love you, Amanda. Yeah. I wish you were here.
She's going to be back. Don't you worry. Please. I told her she's an A-plus player here on the BCP.
I let Amanda back. I don't know if I let Mike back. I'll let Amanda
Yikes.
Back.
Wow. She's running the show now. All right.
After I put you on my show and everything. Oh my God.
Wow. That was a good episode.
Hey, I'm really good on your show. I'm undefeated on your show. Oof.
Well, you're not. I mean, you beat me, but we got matches wrong.
But I'm 1-0.
Against me, Kimmy's wrong.
I'm going to call Bill. Show. I'm just going to call Bill, and he's just going to put you in separate
I was like, Bill, I'm yelling at Mike.
I'm here to have a good time and have fun. Kimmy's trying to be antagonistic, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't know what you're talking about. She's never done
I'm
that
here
once.
To have a good time.
All right.
Let's have a great time.
Oh, boy. I'm going to rein this in. No pun intended. Let's talk about, first, the 5-on-5 men's Survivor Series elimination match. Team Raw. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kimmy. I know you will. Seth Rollins. I believe you've heard of him. Finn Balor. Kevin Owens. That's a strong team. Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory taking on Team SmackDown with Drew McIntyre. Jeff Hardy. I want to see the juke over there. King Woods. Happy. I can't get a juke, Kimmy?
No.
All right. Happy Corbin and a TBD, unless I missed something.
Correct. Sami Zayn went bye-bye.
So yeah. It is a TBD as of now.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
The Raw team, I have to say, looks strong here. You have that ROH kind of group in here. You have former WWE champions, just the resumes. That being said, you have former WWE champions on the SmackDown team. The fact that there's a TBD to me is very telling, unless there's some big, big surprise. Please don't let it be Brock Lesnar. Where's the mic scream when you need it? I'm going to go Team Raw just for resumes and you know, Rollins been taking a lot of L's, Kimmy, so I think he's going to get a W here, finally. I'm going to go Team Raw. Mike, I'll throw it to you first, because I think I know where Kimmy's going to go.
Sure. Yeah, let's throw it to me first. I'm really glad you did. I didn't tell you to throw it to me first on this match, but I'm really glad you did. And once again, I'm just going to read my notes, because they say it better than I did, and I'm a writer. I write for thepopbreak.com, as does Kimmy.
Shameless
plug. So here's what's going to happen. Team SmackDown is going to win because Seth Rollins is on Team Raw, and Seth Rollins sucks at Survivor Series. Seth Rollins has a 3-4 record at Survivor Series. He is 1-4 in 5-on-5 matches. He is 0-3 when Kevin Owens is on his team. Let's not forget that last year he laid down in the middle of the ring, and I looked a fool because for once in my life I put faith in Seth Rollins, and that's what happens when you put faith in a fake messiah. So we see what happens there. Kevin Owens is on his way out. Lashley is on the downslide from losing his title. Finn Balor never gets a significant win. And Austin Theory is Austin Theory. We can talk about these people like they're these great, wonderful athletes, which they are. But at Survivor Series, as a team, to me, you've got SmackDown, which is full of potential. And you've got Raw, which is full of guys whose prime is in their past. And that's just the way that I firmly believe Drew McIntyre is going to be fighting Roman Reigns very soon for the Universal Championship. He's not going to win, but he's going to be fighting. Giving him momentum is huge. You've just crowned Xavier Woods. Giving him more momentum is absolutely huge. Happy Corbin is hilarious. He's not going to survive the night, but it's going to be a lot of fun. To me, I see a lot of people picking Team Raw, but if you look at their resume at Survivor Series, this is SmackDown all the way, Team Blue, 100%.
In the comments, someone call the police. Mike is killing Raw. Wow, look at that. Feeling good. Kimmy is
murder in the first.
Kimmy.
Hey, Mike, you know what you forgot to include?
What
you know what happened 9 years today? Seth Rollins made his debut at Survivor Series. Mike, actually, stats guy, you know how many times he smacked down his wand since they reintroduced the Brancelet in 2016? That's right, hit him with that fat zero because Team Raw is undefeated since 2016 at this freaking event. Team Raw all the way. There is no way in hell that Team Blue is winning. How can you pick Team Blue when you have a TBD? You don't even have a full freaking team. At least my team's completed, I might add, Mr. Mueller. And you say Seth Rollins gets a lot of losses. He won this past Monday. Watch the product, Mike. Team Raw. Really? You do? You didn't know that. You did not know that. So, Team Raw all the way. Seth Rollins is going to lead this team and mark whatever phony stats that Mike has on the bottom about Seth Rollins being 1-4. Woohoo! Hey, you know what? He debuted here. You talk about Survivor Series moments? That's a freaking moment. And you know what? We might have bigger stars who've accomplished a lot or maybe not a lot in 2021, but I know for a fact I have faith in my Monday Night Raw. My captain, Seth Rollins, who I will be seeing live for the first time in 2 years. Thank you very much. Team Raw will defeat Team SmackDown, and Mike will be wrong once again.
Wow.
We'll see.
I'll tell you what, this has been a good show. I'm very happy with the shows so far. Obviously, outside of the bad news we started with the releases. That being said, you guys are killing it. I like Fired Up Kimmy. I'm feeling this. In the chat, Kimmy actually Raw was winless in the NXT year, which was 2019, I believe. Okay, good
point. Sammy dance. We're doing the Sammy dance.
Wow. All right, let's do
it. Hey, speaking of Team SmackDown, you know where Sami Zayn went on Team SmackDown? Goodbye. Hasta la vista.
That's all the more reason that SmackDown should win, because Sammy's got the albatross around his neck and he's no longer on that team. Thank you, Kimmy. I agree.
Maybe he would have been your sole survivor. Have faith in your brand, sir.
In the chat, Amanda saying, I'm feeling it too. Fired Up Kimmy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here for it. All right, let's talk about the 5-on-5. I'm totally not reading this. Women's Survivor Series Elimination Match. Team Raw with Bianca Belair, the EST of WWE. Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, Queen, Zelina Vega versus Team SmackDown. Sasha Banks, it's boss time. That's for you, Nunes. Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya and TBD. Again, it's one of those things where you look at the teams here. I might have to give it to Raw. You got Bianca, who I don't see taking too many L's. Rhea, who hasn't been where she was, you know, for obvious reasons. Some of the other ladies have the spotlight. Bill in the chat saying, this is fun. Bill, this is a great show. I was going to have you put them in their separate corners.
No, Bill! No, Bill's wrong. Liv's going to be the sole survivor, and now we'll get her momentum towards her match with Becky Lynch at the January 1st pay-per-view.
Bill, with
where did that come from? You just said Bill said this was fun.
It's in the
if
chat.
If you look at the chat, Mike. Okay.
For our audio listeners. No, I'm on Zoom. For our audio listeners who are not listening live.
You can go on Facebook and go in a different tab. It's called multitasking. Clearly, you don't know how to.
Oh, guys.
It's called the Bob Culture Podcast. So let's let Rob run this.
I'm looking at the comments so I can bounce back from the comments and be a good panelist.
You guys are fighting about the comments now. I love it. But Bill, for our audio listeners, yes. Bill said in the chat, Liv will go out first. Because they can't stand her. This is Bill's opinion. Bill also saying Tony Storm is added to the SmackDown match. So thank you, Bill, the editor-in-chief, for that. Can't wait to have you back on to keep these two under control. That's for sure. So now we have Sasha, Shayna, Shotzi, Natalya, and Tony Storm on Team SmackDown. I'm going to go Team Raw on this one. You have the Queen. You have Bianca. You have Rhea. Yeah. I think that's enough to do it. Sasha is not where she was. Sasha's been taking a little more L's than usual. Shayna Baszler, man, it breaks my heart to say this. She should be a lot higher on the card than where she is right now. Shayna Baszler's amazing. Seeing her at NXT house shows has always just been a treat. I'm going Team Raw here. I'm going Team Raw on a lot of these. Kimmy.
Of course you are, because I'm saying it, and I'm right. I mean, come on. Like, Rob gets
it. Why are you throwing heat at Rob?
I'm not.
That's what I always say. I'm like, what did I do?
I'm just chilling. I'm having a great time. So I'm going to tell you why Team Raw is once again going to win. Okay, first of all, right? Team Raw always wins, except for, you know, that 1 year they did NXT.
Except for when they don't. Go ahead.
Except for when they don't.
60% of the time, Kimmy, it works every time.
So, like I said, Liv Morgan's going to be the sole survivor to give her momentum against Becky Lynch. Because, Mike, don't know if you know this, she's the number one contender. Team Raw, I feel like, has a little bit more build to it because there were fights. Actually, we forgot to talk about this. Hold up. They announced the Survivor Series teams on Twitter. Do you remember when they had qualifying matches? Was that also in the budget cuts?
Ricochet even tweeted that. He goes, what? I just saw a tweet one day. What happened to qualifying matches? I was like,
yeah. Whoa. You couldn't have Ricochet lose a qualifying match for somebody? Come on, man. Get him on TV. Get him on TV.
Oof, darn.
I love Ricochet.
Same, yeah, we know what we do. So back to talking about what we're supposed to be talking about, Survivor Series and Team Raw and why they're going to win. So Team Raw is going to win for the women's because their team is stronger. I feel like that there's been some animosity about this team over the past couple weeks. But let's look. We have a half of the SmackDown Tag Team Champion. We have a queen. Like, how? How is this? How are they going to lose? Like, Team Raw, let's go Red. Red!
Wow. Very well said, Kimmy. You brought up some great points in the chat. It says, preach, Kimmy. Bill weighing in saying, I loved when Ricochet actually wrestled that young Irish fellow, Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea.
Yes, that's
I'm
right.
I'm not cosplaying. Oh, Bill, I'm texting you separately.
But Kimmy,
go, Mike.
You know, Kimmy, real quick, you do bring up a great point. Survivor Series, and from what I've seen, you do have those matches a lot of times. It is maybe one person left, you know, at the end, or one or two. And it's usually like a person on the up and coming. And I think that's a really great point. Like, I would remember, I would always say on the show over the years, like, whatever team Randy Orton's on is going to win. No offense, Bill, but that's just like Randy Orton was like a Survivor Series star. Like,
he's Mr. Survivor Series.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe I should change my pick to him for the tag match. But that being said, I wouldn't be surprised to see like a Shotzi standing in the ring at the end of the match being victorious. Like, I know, you know, you guys are like, nah, that's too soon. It's not going to be Shotzi. But I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that, because that's kind of what Survivor Series has done. It's not up there with a Royal Rumble win. It's not up there with a WrestleMania title, whatever it is, but it's kind of like a big thing. Or I could see it being like a Liv. So it's a very interesting point that you bring up, Kimmy, as well. But let's throw it to Mike. I know you have a lot of thoughts on this.
Yeah, no, I've got a lot of thoughts on a lot of things. You're absolutely right, though. It can be that rub, especially for an up-and-comer. Raw, I think, swept last year. It was because Seth Rollins is a piece of crap teammate and just laid down in the ring. But SmackDown did win, and that sort of was... Kimmy, I didn't say a word when you were giving your prediction. please extend to me the same respect. It was Riddle last year, even though the whole team won. Riddle kind of got that rub. It has definitely happened in the past. Cena got that rub. I think he ended up being lone survivor with Big Show and someone else. Like, they'll do that. And I think they're going to do that here. I agree with you guys. I think it's going to be Team Raw, though. And I think it is going to be Liv. And I've been, how many times can you fool me and I fall for it? I'm giving them one more shot with Liv. One more match. I'm giving them one more match. Shout out to Christian Cage. I'm giving Liv one more match here. I'm hoping that she's going to either be the sole survivor or possibly the final survivor with maybe someone like Bianca Belair, I'm thinking, to kind of give her that rub and set her up. She is the number one contender. We're happy that she's the number one contender. She's going to lose, but at least we can give her some buildup into that moment. This is Team Raw all the way. SmackDown. The only chance, the only little caveat I'll give is if that TBD for SmackDown is some crazy returning legend or someone that we haven't seen in a long time that maybe would fill in a spot. But I don't really see that happening. And I think that this is Raw all the way.
Not a lot left to pick from. Let's be honest. Starting with that news today again for those just tuning
in. But Tamina again? Yeah. What are you gonna throw in there? I don't even know if she's on SmackDown anymore.
So, I mean, we'll find out what they're going to do. But again, for those just tuning in, obviously shameless promo, share the stream, please. Let us know who you got in the chat. But we started out the show, Kimmy, with breaking news that 8 or so talents were released. John Morrison, all of Hit Row that was left, which is, oh, man, Shane Strickland's amazing, too.
Yeah,
it's wild, man. But we're keeping this train rolling here. It's very interesting to see what's going to happen in the chat. Reese saying the final two could be Liv versus Tony, since Tony called out Charlotte for the SmackDown women's title. Amanda saying, I vote Raw as well. All right.
Of course, that's because she listened to me. Also, Mike, there's no more TBD for SmackDown because Tony Storm filled the void.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And myself
right.
said this. Let's go, Mike.
Yeah, we talked about that. Wow. I'm going off my notes, which were made hours ago. No, you're right. Yeah, and so, yeah, it's Tony Storm. That's not a big enough name. I don't see. I think Tony Storm will be
elimination. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We Tony did. Will be an early elimination.
That's right. I'm multitasking here for drummer. I can't do that. But Bill Wright in the chat saying that Tony Storm was a TBD. I do apologize.
Yeah.
We didn't mention that. All right. For a guy who can't multitask, let's throw it to the United States champion Damian Priest versus the IC champion Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm going to go with Damian Priest to win this one here. I don't think the loss hurts Nakamura at all. He's been all over the place in his career on WWE. NXT was my favorite with Nakamura. I'm just going to say Damian Priest, too. We talk about on the show, it's like, what sets Damian... It's like we always say on the show, like, the person makes the title. The title doesn't make the person. And right now, do we feel like the title is what's defining Damian Priest right now? Because what sets him apart... in terms of his persona, great wrestler, great talent, Monster Factory guy, deserves to be there. But I was interested in him in NXT, is interested in him here, but I just never connected with him. We've talked about this on the show before. Like, I never got there with him. I feel like this might be a much needed win for Damian Priest. Let's throw it to Kimmy.
Hi, that's me. So I know that they're trying to build a Priest, but part of me wants to pick Nakamura just because they haven't used the IC. Guys, this is a big deal. This is the first time since WrestleMania we're using the IC title on a pay-per-view. Round kinda. Of applause.
Well, that says it right there. Yeah.
Kind of.
But since we're building a Priest, I'm going to go with the safe pick. Damian Priest is going to win. Shinsuke Nakamura is going to continue not to defend that championship. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next budget cut releases, they release the Intercontinental Championship, the belt. Not who's holding it, but the title belt itself they're going to release next.
Love it. Going with the safe pick like my ex-wife did. Mike, your thoughts?
Oh, Bill's going to yell at you in the comments.
That was a Ronnie Dangerfield. That was for a Ronnie Dangerfield.
Like, no respect. That was for Bill. No, what do you got, Mike?
No, so they're not really doing anything with either of these titles, which is a shame. I thought that Sheamus was onto a good thing as the U.S. champ. It was relevant. He was in stories. They're not doing that with Damian Priest like I hope that they would. I'm with you, Rob. I'm not a Damian Priest guy. I never got it. I never understood it. I never got it as Punishment Martinez, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
But I think they do have a... I think they've got more faith in him. Both these guys are 40 or north of, if not very, very close. So neither of them are spring chickens for sure. But I think they have a little more faith. If anyone between these two is going to have any kind of main event run in their future, it's going to be Damian Priest. It's not going to be Shinsuke Nakamura. His best days in WWE are behind him as far as creative goes.
As far as creative,
Yeah. And everything, whenever I make a dig on a person, by the way, always, 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 it's as far as how they're being booked and how creative is treating them. It's not how I feel about them as an individual person, because there's a lot of people that I think, oh, they're never going to amount to anything. And it's not because I don't think they're capable. It's because I don't think they're going to get the opportunity. And that's how I feel with Shinsuke. Shinsuke is not going to get the opportunity to do anything bigger than a mid-card title. They might give Priest that opportunity down the road. So for that reason alone, I'm saying Damian Priest, but I think that this has been a waste of both of these mid-card belts, and I'm not excited about this match at all, but I think it's going to go to Damian Priest.
Very well said, guys. In the chat, coming in from Twitch, DCohen22733. Guys, again, follow us on Twitch. BCP is on Twitch. Hit that subscribe button right now on YouTube as well. We always do a ton of giveaways and stuff. Check out our interview with Deanna. That was amazing. Steve Macklin, really good vibes. And of course, hit that like, comment, share, all that good stuff. D. Cohen saying Impact has a chance to make Hard to Kill super special for sure. Looking at it very positively. Amanda checking saying,
yeah,
I agree with Mike. I feel like more faith is in Damian right now than Nakamura. Very good point. D. Cohen again saying one of the least anticipated Survivor Series. I do feel that way, especially throwing a bunch of releases a couple days before certainly sucks the wind out of the sails. For sure, man. So let's keep this train moving here. I believe we are on the WWE Champion Big E versus the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, much like Nunes is here at the BCP compound, the universal champion, Roman Reigns, again, taking on Big E. Guys, I mean, Roman is not taking a lot of L's. Is this where Roman takes an L, or do we have some funny business? Because I'm just going to say this. I'm not picking Roman to win. I'm just saying Roman's not going to lose. Roman is not going to lose here. Do either of you think Roman loses this match? There it is.
No. I think if there is an opportunity. So he's been on a dominant run for a long time. And I think it is important to find ways to give him inconsequential losses. 3-on-3 matches where he doesn't take the pin, but his team loses. Things of that nature. This would be an inconsequential loss. He's losing to a world champion. It's not like he then has to face Big E for the title. So if you wanted to find a way to give him an inconsequential loss, I could see a situation where whoever his next opponent is, whether it's Brock again or whoever they have next facing him, if it's Drew, it won't be because Drew already fought, and that would be a real hotshot angle that wouldn't work. But I could see if they wanted to find a way to give him a loss, this would be a spot to do it. But I don't think they want to do that. I don't think there's any interest in giving Roman Reigns any kind of losses, even the inconsequential ones. This is going to be Roman Reigns. Big E is going to look like $1 million. Roman, I hope Roman has to resort to his tactics like he did at the beginning of his title run, where Paulie would get involved or he'd do a low blow or something that lets us go, well, he got the win, but he had to be a little cheap to do it. Roman Reigns is going to get this win, but I think they've done a great job with Big E's title run so far. I think he's going to continue it for a while, and I don't think they're going to make him look like a chump. I think he's going to look really good, but ultimately, I don't see interference happening. If anything, maybe someone comes out after the match is over. But if there's any sort of interference, I think it's going to be for Roman Reigns. The Usos, I could see coming back out, which, like I said before, they'll help Roman. Roman's not helping them. But something's going to happen. Roman's going to get over. Big E's still going to look good. And we're going to set up whatever is next, probably for Roman, if not for both of these guys.
Very well said. Kimmy, so cool.
Rumors and innuendo, right? Because this has been rumored for a while that The Rock was going to show up, wasn't it? I don't think it's happening. I'm just throwing it out there that it's been rumored for months. Oh my God, they want to put it at the Barclays Center because The Rock's going to come and set up him and Roman at WrestleMania 38. Yeah, that's not happening. That match is not happening at that WrestleMania. If The Rock comes, it's for his 25th anniversary of his debut that ESPN made such a big deal about the other day. But yeah, that match is happening at WrestleMania 39 in California. For this match, this is probably going to be the match of main events, and I really don't want it to. Like I said in the way beginning of this, I really want Becky and Charlotte to. But Roman's going to win. Does not make sense for Big E, but in my heart, this is the biased thing I want to happen. Just the biased thing, and Mike's going to yell me for it. So Rollins is the number one contender for Big E at the moment, and he has this little contract, and I don't necessarily know if this contract works like a Money in the Bank, but the way Seth has been taunting it, it seems that way. So selfishly, very, very selfishly, if it does work that way, and Seth does have to cash in any moment.
So it's interesting. You brought my next
That's
question.
That's not going to happen. It's yeah. not going to happen. I just want it selfishly, because then I could say I was there.
And you get to see it, sure.
We never fantasy book here on the BCP. I don't know what you're talking
never.
About. Never. That was my next question. Oh, really? You're a fan of that Rollins fellow. I'll say this.
I think so.
I'll say this. So that was going to be my next question. I'm sorry, reading the chats here. I was going to ask about The Rock. Kimmy, you brought it up already. Let's take location out of it and yada, yada. Like, to me, for months and months and months, maybe half a year now, this was the 25th anniversary of The Rock's debut, correct me if I'm wrong, Survivor
yes,
Series?
Correct.
This would be the perfect, much like we saw with John Cena popping up after Roman got the big win at SummerSlam. It was before SummerSlam.
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. Roman gets the heck of a match. Both guys are exhausted. You know, I think it's going to be a really good match. Reigns holding up the title, doing his thing. It's just Smith, you know, and I think that would just, it would be electric. It makes a lot of sense because I said when they did the draft, outside of McIntyre, who on Smack, like, yeah, we can name people and mid-carders, and I mean, no disrespect by that, but like, who's challenging Roman right now? Because I said they're going to just keep bringing guys. You're going to have your Goldbergs, your Lesnars. Well, I said outside of Drew, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to bring your Goldbergs, your Lesnars, you know, that kind of thing. They're bringing people back. Now, just storyline-wise, not location or logistics or anything like that, storyline-wise, this is where The Rock comes back. It's 25-year anniversary. Kimmy killed me on that last month or a couple weeks ago, whatever it was. She's like, no, Rob, like, they're going to wait till it's in Hollywood, which makes a lot of sense. Like, again, if we're talking in terms of not storyline, but logistics, all the celebrities are going to be there. He probably lives there in some form or fashion, although I think he lives in Florida. I don't even know.
Lives
in California. There you go. Oh, my gosh. So patronizing. He does live there. You don't think The Rock would go to Dallas in that huge stadium? You don't think there's any
form storyline? Mm-hmm. No, my problem is his movie schedule, because when he came back at WrestleMania 29, he got injured in that match and he had to push back movie filming, which cost him money. And now every time if he were to come back and wrestle, he now has to literally promise that he's not going to get hurt, or he has to do it around his movie schedule in case he does get hurt again and he doesn't cost the movie production company money. So if he's filming 15 million things, he's not going to come back. Remember, he's doing stuff with the XFL right now. He's probably filming around 2 or 3 movies, so he's busy.
But that's every day for him.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just feel like, you know, he was at WrestleMania 32. Let's go stats. He was there. You know, he did the little flame thing. He made his entrance. He beat Rowan in like the fastest match in WrestleMania history in like 10 seconds. But I just feel like because he's so busy, I feel like it's not the time, and it would just be more convenient if everything happened in California. And I mean, Brock and Reigns have unfinished business. Brock's on the cover of that Royal Rumble poster for 2022, Brock and Reigns is going to happen night 2. That's going to be the main event. So I think they're already setting up for The Rock not to be there.
Brock and Roman again? Like, and I've said Brock and Roman again before. This is another, it's like I said, they're going to keep bringing these guys, and it's just like, what's the, why? I like different. I like organic, and I feel like this is the right time. So like an hour or so before we did the podcast, they had posted, I think WWE posted the 25th anniversary of The Rock or whatever. I mean, obviously, I guess today's the day, as they're saying in the chat.
This it was is yesterday. Actual,
yesterday. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Yes, it was yesterday. Look at you. Why do you know so much more than I do?
Because this is the only
thing. She wasn't even born for it.
Yeah, there it is. I was waiting
but
for
I
that.
But I study it, Mike.
But storyline wise, and Kimmy, you're going to be there. I mean, if, you know, Roman wins, they have that epic theme playing, Heyman stand next to him. If you smell, like, you'll go nuts. You're going to go crazy. The place is going to go crazy.
I will go nuts. I just don't know. Bill in the comments is literally, like, making me rethink my entire, like, purpose of, like, what I'm trying to make a point here. I just don't see it.
You don't
but then I also make, no, I make the argument, no one's looking forward to this pay-per-view. When WWE has low expectations, they do something to surprise us.
Yeah, well, that's, I kind of thought that too. And I'm not talking about the releases. I don't want to put the releases into any sort of storyline or anything like that. But it is an underwhelming card, and no disrespect to the competitors. I'm not excited about it. That being said, Kimmy, if The Rock does come out at the end there, and there's probably going to be some surprises and moments there, I'm going to be so mad that I didn't go, but I'm going to be watching Ghostbusters in the theater. So very excited.
There you go.
But guys, this was a great, really, I do mean this. This was a great panel. Thank you, everyone in the chat. You guys are great. But Mike, more importantly, has something to say, my man. What do you got?
I do. I didn't get to say my piece on The Rock. Real quick question. This is the 25th anniversary for The Rock, right?
Correct.
Yesterday.
What did they do for the 20th anniversary for The Rock?
They did, that's one.
Nothing, no, oh. No, they did nothing. And that's the point, is it's a number, it's nice, it doesn't land on the day. I think Rock, Kimmy, I think you're right, Rock is going to be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in Los Angeles, but I think he's also going to be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in Dallas, because what did he do with John Cena? We ran that shit back twice, and I think he's going to do the job for Roman. Oh, light bulb. He's going to do the job, but he's not going to appear at Survivor Series. I think he's going to appear at Royal Rumble. I think if we get anybody to step up and challenge him, I think we're going to get Brock again, and we can run that in December. I think we'll probably run Drew in December, do Brock at
Excuse me, sir. There's Royal no Rumble. December pay-per-view. That's been canceled. The next pay-per-view is January 1st. Called
okay.
Day one.
Oh, okay. Whatever. And then we'll do Drew McIntyre at day one. And then we'll do Brock at Royal Rumble. At that point, after he beats Brock again, we'll get The Rock at Royal Rumble. He'll go on to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in Dallas, which you'll get to see. You'll get to see Roman Reigns beat The Rock. And then a year later, when Roman Reigns is no longer the champion, we'll get to see The Rock beat Roman Reigns in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And that's all that I have to say about
that. No, that's amazing. Very well said. Guys, before we get to the shameless promo, and thank you, everyone in the chat, Bill and Amanda, can't wait to have you guys back on the show. You guys are part of the team, A-plus players for sure. D. Cohen on Twitch, he says he's going to be watching football Sunday. That's what's going on with that. Guys, again, we are on Twitch. Check out the BCP on Twitch. Subscribe on YouTube. Obviously, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Great interviews, name drop with Steve Macklin and Deonna Purrazzo, number 3 ranked women's wrestler in the world, and probably the nicest human that I've ever met, honestly, outside of Nunes, for sure.
And she doesn't let fake lashes stop her. She'll rip those. You saw right that. Off.
We were dying. That's amazing. Hashtag wrestling fashion. Bill says he will only be here for AEW. We know that, man. I got a lot to say about Bryanson. What do we call him? Danielson? Bryanson? Whatever.
It's Bryanson. It's an inside joke between me and Mike.
Oh, but yeah. Rob can be in on it.
I was going to say, apparently.
Rob, I'm with you. I thought that turn was horrible.
Oh, we'll talk, man. It was 0-20. Like,
are you both out of your minds? Me and Bill were going crazy.
I knew you were. I didn't even have to look. It was because you got. Like,
I was texting him separately. Like, Rob doesn't like his spoilers, so I text Bill separately.
I appreciate that. It's like, oh, two faces are fighting. Let's completely inorganically, like. Yeah, like he comes out, could have shook his hand, like, hey, just no, blah, blah, blah. I don't want these guys to have a little something, but no, complete, like, jerk to the crowd, the old school tactics. Like, come on, like, make it believable. Like, come on. Like,
I wish Bill was here. Oh, I wish Bill was here.
He's in the chat. He's going off. That's for our AEW show.
He should, because you're wrong. What a way to get natural heat.
Mike,
get us out of here, Rob. Get us out of here, Rob.
No, I'm making one more point. Remember when we did the Full Gear prediction panel and everyone
yelled
face versus face?
That never happened.
And everyone was like, Miro's going to win for heel versus face. This is the way to make it face, to make it face versus heel. So everyone got what they wanted. So look at all the hypocrites talking now.
I didn't pick Miro. But anyway, that episode never happened. But I digress. Mike, and thank you for agreeing with me. But let's get that shameless promo out of the way. Hashtag fight forever. This is an awesome episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Mike,
thank you.
Tell everyone about all the awesome stuff you do. The writing is phenomenal. Obviously, loved having you here on the BCP, and great t-shirt, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. When I'm not fighting with Kimmy on the BCP, I'm fighting with Kimmy on my podcast, The Closet Champion. You can hear me and Kimmy go at it about Full Gear, and we both said some things that maybe we didn't mean, but it was a good episode, so check that out. And you can find me on thepopbreak.com writing about Rampage. Every Friday I do Rampage reviews. They usually end up over the weekend on the website. And I also do reviews for the long-running CBS reality TV show Survivor. We're coming to the end of that. It's been a really exciting season, so you can get my recaps on that as well. Besides that, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Just fighting
with Kimmy, just fighting forever.
I love it. It's been great. And guys, again, if you're just tuning in now or came in the middle here, this is what's happening. They are wagering their predictions against each other. If Mike loses, he is taking a Kimmy Talks Wrestling is greater than Closet Champion sign to AEW in Detroit, I take it.
It's in Chicago. We're doing a little road trip.
That's awesome, man. There you go. Yeah. And vice versa, Kimmy January 5th. At Dynamite here in Newark for us Jerseyans over here. Well, you're a New Yorker. But that being said, Kimmy will have a Closet Champion is better than Kimmy Talks Wrestling sign. So I'm very, very excited to see how that plays out.
She will have that sign.
I'll be there.
You will have that sign. Don't you worry.
Awesome.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's Kimmy's turn.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Oh no. Hi. where should I start? Okay. So I'll start with the pop ring because... I'm sorry. There's like too much to say. Okay, so I'll start with the pop break. So I wrote this very amazing, wonderful
good job, Kimmy. Good job.
about mental health and wrestling. After I had a mental breakdown, I wrote this article at 4 o'clock in the morning. I felt like that's really important to say. And Bill was like, why are you sending me an email at 4 o'clock in the morning? And I'm like, because just look at this beautiful piece of work. So if you're going to read anything I write, please read that one. I had all my non-wrestling fan friends very excited. They're like, oh my God, she's so official. This is so cool. I'm like, bro, I publish articles all the time. Like, I just don't send them to you because you all don't understand it. So please, please, please. Mental health, very important to me. Please read it. Yay. So the promotion scene has been very interesting for me, of course. You can see me with a lot of people. You can see me with RDP promotion. You can see me next weekend, WrestleCade in North Carolina. I will be there live and in the flesh with Damage 365 Promotions. You can see me at Icons of Wrestling December 18th with Rack Attack. And speaking of released talent, you know who I get to work with? Bronson Reed.
Oh, awesome. Hey. That's awesome to hear. Excited.
And for all my New York promoter friends, all the offers are on the table for Dallas. Offer me your best bet. And I'll see who I'm working with at WrestleCon in Dallas. Because go big or go home. And I am not going home. Check out Warriors of Wrestling on December 4th. It is their 14th anniversary show. Special start time at 5. It's at 6 o'clock. We got to change start time because Fun Station things are happening. So at 6 o'clock, please check it out. The tag team formerly known as Ascension is going to be there, and there's a lot of cool things that are happening at the show, so please check it out. Thanks. Ring of Honor. Okay, so this has to go with my show. So if you've seen, I haven't, thanks, Bill. So if you've seen, I haven't really been posting because I've had a lot of mental stuff going on as well. So I made this deal to myself that I will go on, you know, I'll go on BCP, I'll go on Mike Show, I'll do whatever. But for the rest of the year, I will only be doing Ring of Honor stuff until everything settles down in my life. And then we'll continue in 2022 with all the reviews. So final battle. We are on the road. It is the final battle. I am very confident that this paper is going to be amazing. So please support it. Please support the reviews and stuff I'm going to do. And I think that is all I do, unless someone's going to tell me I do something else, which is possible because my mind is on Jupiter.
Well, you're getting a lot of love in the comments right now, Miss Kimmy. Bill's saying it was a great article. Amanda weighing in saying it's such a great article. And she's going to see you in Dallas for WrestleMania. I need a picture of you guys.
Don't worry.
Linking up in Dallas. That's amazing.
It's going to be framed. You see that office you're in? It's going to be framed in there.
Of course.
Also, I just want to say, I signed my first 8x10 big event weekend, and Maria took a picture, such a proud mom. She goes, oh my God, Kimmy signing her first 8x10.
And I'll say this, Kimmy, very professional. Would you guys like to meet Maria? Brought us up to Miss Maria Kanellis, introduced us. I put Kimmy over. I should have done it the first time. The second time, I was like, oh, Maria, thank you all for all you do for women's wrestling. And she's like, yeah, whatever, guy. Who are you? I want to hang out. I want to hang out with Kimmy. I'm kidding. Maria's
hey,
amazing.
She corrupted my brain.
No,
she
there
was
it
like,
is.
She was like, ready? Want to watch real? Like, want to, like, know how I watch wrestling? And I was like,
ooh. Yeah, that's amazing. And I'll give her, like, she really did stay and watch all the wrestling matches. Like, that was very cool to see, you know, because she was just signing and a lot of people go to the back after the signing. But no, she stayed and watched and evaluated. And that was very cool. I give her a lot of credit for that. And then the second time I talked to her, I was like, you know, thank you for all you do for Kimmy. So very professional, Kimmy. I was very proud of you for doing that. Oh, excellent job. All right.
That's my mentor right there. She admitted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm her meds.
It's her.
Together,
fault.
We're going to rule the world.
There it is. Wow. You heard it here first. All right, guys. Let's get out of here. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace. Happy birthday, Mama Kim.